USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An impeachment impasse continues as U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still has not sent two articles of impeachment to the Senate, saying she wants to first know how the trial will be conducted there. Meanwhile, the top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, says he can't start to plan a trial if he doesn't have those articles. Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, wants more documents to be released before the impeachment trial. He's asking for records from the White House, State Department, and Office of Management and Budget pertaining to military aid for Ukraine.
We say to President Trump, release the emails, let your aides testify. We say to Leader McConnell, a fair trial with the facts.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
American and South Korean officials on high alert this week, waiting to see what North Korea leader Kim Jong-un's Christmas gifts is going to be. Many North Korea watchers are suspecting that Kim might order a long-range missile test for the first time in over 2 years. Kim has warned that he will have what he called a Christmas gift for the U.S. unless the Trump administration lifts economic sanctions on his nation by the end of this year. People traveling on Christmas Eve, which is today, of course, might be in luck, as weather is expected to be pretty tranquil across the nation. The National Weather Service says some lingering showers are possible for the southeast coast, and a weak front will approach the west coast with a bit of light rainfall. Another system will make its way through the Four Corners region, providing some rain and mountain snow. Millions of people, a record number, expected to be traveling this week, especially today. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Tesla's stock jumping to $420 a share Monday, and CEO Elon Musk making marijuana jokes about it, as 420 has a association with marijuana, Musk tweeting, "Whoa, the stock is so high, LOL." A callback to a 2018 tweet that got him in trouble with the SEC when he joked that he was thinking about taking the company private when the stock hit 420. That tweet cost him $20 million in fines. Three more airports are warning about possible exposure to measles during a record holiday travel season. Chicago O'Hare International Airport's three possible exposures over the past 2 weeks, while others are reported at airports in Richmond, Virginia, and Austin, Texas. Earlier exposure risks were reported at Denver and Los Angeles International Airports. Health officials say a small number of cases can quickly turn into an epidemic. The CDC says it's the worst year for measles in more than two decades. And online sports gaming powerhouse DraftKings is going public. The company announcing yesterday it will go public next year through a $3.3 billion merger with two other companies. One, the blank check firm Diamond Eagle acquisition. DraftKings' other new partner, gaming technology firm SB Tech. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.